This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
As I told you, I think on Monday, when I had the great privilege to address you, in July of 2008, as part of a four-union, public sector union tour of Colombia, we spent 10 days in one of the busiest, most hectic international things I've ever been involved in a country where being an activist is taking your life in your hands. Not one moment of the day was lost, and we were brought to visit one labor group after another, to bring solidarity greetings, to listen to their concerns. We met with government officials. We met with the ambassador to Colombia. We met with human rights organizations. And we met with an incredible non-government organization supported by our union and CUPE British Columbia. And that is NOMADESC, the Association for Social Research and Action, a human rights organization that works to educate, defend, and build social alternatives in southwestern Colombia. The executive director is Sister Berenice Seleta, a human rights activist and an educator. She has been a human rights defender for over 20 years, and I can attest from personal experience that she is intensely passionate about her convictions and the work she does on behalf of the people of Colombia. Sister Berenice was recognized for her outstanding work in 1988 with the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Award. She's also been the target of death threats and harassment, and credits national and international solidarity for allowing her to remain in Colombia and continue her work despite ongoing serious threats. I couldn't be happier in asking you to give a warm, warm CUPE welcome to a human rights defender extraordinaire, Sister Berenice Seleta.
Queridos amigos, queridos hermanos, me siento
dear friends, sisters and brothers, I am quite happy to be here with you today. And I should say that for several years in my own country, the situation has been very difficult. But with the help of CUPE, of all of you brothers and sisters, we have been able to go on with our work, and I met with Paul Moist and a few other brothers and sisters who came from all over the world. With your support, we know we can go ahead with our action despite the war, despite all these criminal efforts throughout the world who are trying to eliminate peasants and aboriginals as well as workers in Colombia. I want you for a few minutes to look at this video for you to see what we're doing in Colombia in order to maintain our rights.
Los trabajadores de las empresas públicas de Cali han defendido con su vida el patrimonio de cerca de 2 millones.
Workers in the public service sometimes are being threatened. This was in a Colombian city, and this is just but one example of what takes place on a daily basis in my country. As I'm talking to you today, it's quite probable that a worker, that a peasant or an aboriginal are being killed. The truth is that over the past few years, more than 8,000 workers, Colombians, have been assassinated on a regular basis. This is a tremendous number of people who have been killed. So we have to live with that on a daily basis. In addition to having to fight poverty, we are defending human rights, and we're being assassinated. So despite the risk, we want to go on and with our struggle. 6 years ago, I came to Canada, and I explained that in Colombia, we were right at the edge of a cliff, but we are really in this turmoil, and our reality in Colombia is related to international politics. Miners, workers in Colombia have been decimated by an international political effort, and of course the situation is very different in Canada. You're not being as threatened as we are here, but I know I noticed that there are some consequences of the worldwide model. People are affected all over the planet, and this means that there's a number of people who are getting wealthy, whereas others are getting poorer all the time. There's quite a gap and growing gap between the poor and the rich, and this has to be reduced. This is even more important for us than it is for you. And this is why I was saying that your solidarity was essential for us. If I'm still alive, it is because of the help that you brought to us. I was harassed and threatened, and I had to move on several occasions. But thanks to you, thanks to all the brothers and sisters who are working and fighting for human rights throughout the world, we can go on with this fight in Colombia. Our reality is very sad. Colombia has become a starting point for attacks against Latin America. There are now American bases being established in Colombia, and these are being installed to fight Colombians, workers, but this aims at controlling many things that are going on in Latin America. You should wonder why, and I do wonder why. The reply will be the same as both cases. The truth is that from the U.S., they want to control world wealth, and this is why we must stay united at all times. Solidarity is the only way to win. If we're not united, of course, we won't be able to win out in this worldwide crisis which threatens human rights. You know that in Colombia, within a few days, workers will pass a resolution. There will have demonstrations in the street to fight the building up of such military bases, U.S. military bases in Colombia. So I hope that you will support us. Colombia is a beautiful country, which is not as poor as other countries in South America. There's gold, there's oil. We have a great many natural resources. But what is very important is that we have a people who resists violence, who wants to fight all those murders. And in October, we'll be uniting aboriginals, peasants, workers to establish a group which will be struggling against poverty. And we will establish, we will launch a demonstration in Cali, Cartagena, Bogota. We will have a national convention where we will be clearly stating what our orientation is, because all those murders should stop. I wish to now thank you, brothers and sisters, for everything you have been doing in solidarity with us. I beg you to go on also with other countries, Honduras, Colombia, Canada. We are all making up a common front. We're all united to help out our own people. We must stop all those murders and go on with our struggle. Thank you very much.
So, Sister Barb Wood, our translator from QP Local 1004, is going to assist me. I just want to share with you, delegates, last night the National Executive Board, Global Justice Committee, and some of our special guests at convention hosted a dinner for the international guests before they came to the Global Justice Forum that many of us attended. So in introducing Sister Bernici last night, I said to the crowd assembled, and I should say the same thing here today, that the Canadian Union of Public Employees believes that our government is wrong to be negotiating with the Uribe government, that signing a free trade agreement with a murderous government is not in keeping with Canadian values, and we won't stop until Parliament defeats the free trade agreement, until Canada stands up for labor rights, human rights for the people of Colombia. Viva Colombia, viva!
Viva!
Viva Colombia, viva!
Viva!
Come on, delegates, viva Colombia, viva!
Viva!
One more time, viva Colombia, viva!
Viva!
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, thank you, delegates. That was wonderful. Brother at Mike 3.
Edgar Godoy, QP 2191. I would like to thank QP National for engagement with Colombia. This work was initiated by Sister Judy Darcy since 2000. And I think it's crucial that we continue accompanying the people of Colombia in the struggle. There are 4 million of Colombians displaced. There are over 3,500 labor activists that have been killed in the last 15 years. And there are many Canadian corporations, such as Druman, such as Goldcorp, such as Sky Resources, that now, as we speak, are displacing and contributing to kill labor leaders in Colombia. We need to oppose the free trade Canada-Colombia, and this convention has sent a clear message to the government. That's a criminal trade that should not be permitted. Thank you, and let's support the people of Colombia. They deserve better. Colombia deserves a better country. A better Colombia is possible. It is possible to have a better world. Thank you, Berenice. Take our love to the people of Colombia. Tell them we will fight our struggle to accompany you until you have a Colombia that lives in peace.
Thank you very much, Edgar. Well put.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.